Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Oh, yeah, the podcast. We never forget the podcast. How could we forget the podcast? We do a podcast. Al?
Good morning, Jerry. Earlier in the warm-up show, which you'll hear after this, we talked about that I need to get myself a Princeton hoodie or something.
Yes.
So that I could represent. Ordered.
Nice.
And it will be here, actually it said tomorrow, which is
unbelievable
how they get stuff to you so quickly. So I'll be representing Princeton with a hoodie on Friday.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You are a Jersey guy through and through.
That's right, Jerry. Got to represent the alma mater. That's what they say.
It's
That's
not
what all
your
people
alma mater.
Do.
You couldn't get through one semester of Princeton, even at this advanced age.
Here's what I think. I think I couldn't get in score-wise, but I think I'd have no problem once I was in Princeton.
I think you're dead wrong on that. Dead wrong.
I also believe...
I think it's easier to get in than actually do the work. That work, let me tell you something. Being around Columbia and some of the kids there for years.
Well, what would my major be? Could I have like something silly like communications?
I don't know if they have that.
Yeah, they probably don't even have that.
I really don't know.
Like, who's going to Princeton for radio communications? No one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
Probably nobody.
Who's the guy? Ross Tucker.
Who's that?
He's the former football player. He was on Westwood One now.
Okay.
He's a broadcaster.
He went to Princeton?
Yes.
Wow.
I believe he played there, and I believe he broadcast there.
I'm also of the belief that if a heart surgeon taught me how to do heart surgery, I could probably do it.
So you're laughing. I'm not. I do believe people can be trained to do things.
Like something
really
very
do.
Specific, like clear out this aorta valve.
Right. As long as you practiced it 1,000 times,
yeah.
I think you could do it. I agree. I don't disagree. But being a full-fledged doctor, there's a lot there.
Yes.
One procedure, I agree with you.
I'd be a specialist. They'd be like, where's the doctor who clears out the aorta? I'd be like, here I am.
You're the aorta specialist.
Yeah, just come in.
You think you'd have it in you to cut a human body open?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I couldn't do that.
Even if it's dead or alive, I couldn't do it.
I didn't like doing it in biology when we had to dissect like a frog.
Yeah, we did the pigs.
Yeah, we did not get the. We did
you
not
never
get
dissected
the,
a pig?
No. The we closest did. We got to was the frog.
Yeah, the little thing.
Yeah, no.
We did a frog, too. That was sad. I mean, they're both sad.
Yeah. I bet you these days you don't do the pigs anymore.
Someone's
got to be against that.
I would think people
are against everything. There's no chance you're cutting up
a pig.
I think
we did it in 1990.
Yeah.
Or 91. It was 30 years ago now.
You ain't getting away with that in 2023.
I will tell you, I was out Saturday night at a friend's house for a St. Patrick's Day party. And it was a friend of mine from high school. And there were four other former high school teammates there. I got to tell you, people are aging really well.
Oh, is that right? Normally the opposite. Normally we see people like, am I aging as poorly as these people?
Now, in fairness, one of my friends is a state trooper. So he's in shape. Looks great. My other friend owns his own business. Looks phenomenal. And then one of my friends married someone we went to high school with. She looks like she hasn't gained a pound since high school and looks great. It's really amazing.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool, though.
Yeah, no, it's good to see sometimes because sometimes you see the opposite. You haven't seen somebody in 5 years and you see
what happened to him.
They're a disaster.
Right, or her.
Yeah.
That is true. That was not the case with this group.
All right, good.
Had a really good time, too.
And you celebrated a birthday Friday as well, or Sunday. Yesterday?
Yesterday.
It
was ironic that the only people from the radio station that reached out to me were Craig Carton and Mark Chernoff.
Ah.
Didn't hear from Al. Never expect to hear from Eddie. Nothing from Gio, nothing from Boomer.
Well, Mark Chernoff's a big birthday guy. He's got all of the birthdays in the calendar. I was impressed by the Craig.
Yeah, me too.
That's impressive.
And Craig actually called me too, but I was actually, my phone was upstairs. I was playing ping pong with Joseph. So I didn't see his call or his text until about an hour, hour and a half later. But I thought that was very nice.
Your last year in your 40s, Jerry.
Correct.
Enjoy it. Because next year at this time, you'll be turning 50.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatevs, right?
It doesn't mean it really doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
It's what it is. So be it. You can't stop it.
No, you cannot stop Father Time, Jerry.
Rich Ackerman had a great line. So Rich texted me, too. Again, someone else. Not really. Well, I guess kind of from the radio.
Right.
I think of him as the other network now.
Yes, he's CBS Sports.
So technically, Ack, Craig, and Mark. Next to me. I'm going to read you this because I did think this was funny. He's very good with the dates, too, as you know. Rich.
I did not know that.
Rich for, I want to say, oh, my God, the first 22 years after I got married, I got an anniversary call every year.
Oh, my gosh.
That did end
That's
here.
That's weird.
So he said something like, happy birthday, 49, whatever. I said, thanks, but these numbers are starting to get kind of high. That's what I wrote. And he wrote back, yes, but better than them standing still. You know what, Rich? That is a great point.
Do you ever congratulate or hit your friends with a happy anniversary for their wedding?
No.
No, that's weird.
I don't even know. I acknowledge my parents, but that's it, I think. I don't think so.
No. I'll hit up my sisters if I happen to see somewhere else that it's their anniversary, like if they're wishing each other on Facebook.
But that's not in your calendar.
No, I don't have any birthdays in my calendar. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, that is bad, especially if you don't remember any of them.
Yeah, like every year I ask my one sister when my niece and nephew's birthday is.
Every year.
Every year.
I don't remember them.
I know.
That should be in your
calendar. I know, it's bad.
I agree. That's terrible.
So Friday, Jerry, I went home and I stopped by the hardware store and I picked up the bathroom sink drain.
Oh, is this the conclusion? Did we fix it?
We fixed it on the first try.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
I was able to put in the new sink drain, Jerry.
Must have been walking around with an erection all weekend.
Well, here's what I did. So I photographed it before.
The erection?
No, the erection I did not photograph. You got to be careful with those. I photographed the before with all the pipes were off, and then I photographed the after, and I texted it to my mom.
Nice.
And I said, show this to Dad. Still trying to impress him all these years later because he's a fix-it guy.
Your son's finally a man.
Your son is a man. Look at what I've done. I've completed this. Very impressed. Next day, Saturday, I go down there to go to lunch with them. I have them pay because I'm their son, and if they can't afford to pay for me, Jerry, why did they have kids? You know what I'm saying?
You don't pay for your parents?
They don't allow it.
They don't allow it. Okay.
They don't allow it.
All right.
I would have paid. They don't allow it.
Like Friday night, for instance, my dad's birthday is in March well. So my mom wanted to pay for my birthday. I said, how about we'll do this? We split it. We're paying for Dad's birthday. You can pay for mine. I thought that was fair.
That's nice.
Because we weren't doing a second.
Yeah.
We did it, you know. Okay.
My parents must be rolling in the cash, Jerry. They're
spending all your money.
Do not spend all my inheritance on going out. We went to the Longhorn Steakhouse for lunch.
Place. Yeah, that's good.
I had a nice steak, Jerry, with a sweet potato.
Okay.
Oh, baby. And a Heineken. I'm switching up to Heineken's.
Heineken Light or Heineken?
I just went with a regular Heineken.
I love Heineken Light.
I'll have to look because I was reading about the beers again for ingredients and things. And this woman on Instagram, she calls herself the Food Babe. She's got a lot of followers. She talks all about ingredients and things. She was talking about how in beers in America, it is very hard to find. Like, you go into a store, a liquor store, grab a bottle, grab a box, a case of beer. You will not find the ingredients on those.
No, not usually.
Not usually.
No.
You have to really go digging on the website. So she doesn't like that. She goes, like, why are we hiding ingredients and all that sort of thing? So Heineken is one that does put on their ingredients, and there's no hidden sugars in there like some of the. I was a little disappointed in like my Miller Lite and Coors Light.
There's sugar in those?
They're dropping some sugar in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
So
it doesn't taste sweet. What a waste.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how much is in it. Dextrose, they call it though. Yeah, that's another word for sugar.
Of course.
But she did say that German beers, if they're actually brewed in Germany, they only are allowed to have the three main ingredients. Yeah. So anyway, I was like, get myself that. So I get back to, now, keep in mind, I had just sent my parents this these pictures the day before.
Yeah.
So I get back to their house after lunch, and my mother goes, hey, could you re-caulk our tub? That's what I did. I did that laugh.
Okay.
Because I thought she was making a reference to, she was serious.
She wasn't joking.
No. I go, oh, seriously? I go, sure.
So how did you go get the tool to take the caulk off?
Well, that well, first of all, I thought the caulk was already off, and I was just going to go.
No.
That caulk, Jerry, was not coming out.
Well, how did you take it out?
I had it to, with a razor blade.
Mm, they have a great, there's a great caulk tool.
Yeah?
At Home Depot or Lowe's, where it digs in,
mm-hmm.
and then you just slide it along, and it just digs it out.
Yeah, this was very this was easy. Coming out in tiny pieces.
Oh. How long did that take you?
It was quite, maybe an hour.
Yeah, I believe it.
And then I did a, I feel bad because I did a horrendous job.
Did you put too much caulk on?
Yep.
So you caked it all over the place?
Caked it all over the place. You know what I did? Instead of what I should have done is, let's say one side of the shower was 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I should have caulked for a foot and then smeared it all the way down. You know what I'm saying? I caulk gunned the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it was just
and
caulk
how big
everywhere.
Was the how big was the cut in the caulk
big cut.
Neck? Yeah, you made I know, it I did probably it, too I, thick of a cut.
Yep. Yeah, I did a terrible job. Well, I have never done it before. I'd never caulked before. Jerry, I couldn't even I wouldn't
this
even
is
take
you
a
you getting cocky with home renovation, not home renovation, home improvements and home.
I
help.
Wouldn't even take a picture to show you what I did.
That bad, that's, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to have to go back and redo it. I'm going to have to go get that caulk tool.
What did they have? A lot of like mold? It's like all black and yucky.
It wasn't even that bad. Just the caulk was old.
Oh,
they just
okay.
wanted the new caulk.
Got it.
And I guess we all thought it was just going to be a... My mother thought you just put a screwdriver and rip it all up. It just was not ripping out.
I know you have the bath fitter in one. Do you like new caulk in the other one? Or do you is yours old?
I only have one...
Oh, you,
bathtub.
Oh, that's true. The bathroom downstairs is just a bathroom.
Just a bathroom. I have
that's
one right. and a half baths, Jerry.
I got you. So upstairs is the bathroom.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
So, yeah, I wish I had done some caulking research.
Yeah, I hear you. Although, even that, if you watch it on YouTube, they make it look so easy.
Yeah.
Not that it's difficult, but making it look good is different. Like, so I re-caulked the bathroom upstairs.
Oh, you did?
It, you know, it looks all right. It ain't great.
Right. It's not great.
It's not terrible. Like, I wasn't like, I gotta do this again. But I was like, that could be better. And then a friend of mine does it for a living. And it's like, I'm like, how did you do that so fast? Well, I've done it 5,000 times. Understood.
Right. What you said before, when I cut the tip of the caulking mechanism.
Yeah, you gotta cut it on an angle and thinner than you. Than the
I
hole.
Cut bigger, straight across.
Yeah.
Big wads of caulk. It looked like just wads and wads of caulk, Jerry.
I'm sure it was.
And I tried to smear. It was a mess.
I know.
Now, is it sealed? Yes. Water will not be getting behind their wall.
But it's ugly.
But it is ugly. And I feel like I've got to regroup.
A trip back down south is coming for
yeah.
the Duke's parents.
I've got to regroup, re-caulk that. First of all, I'm not going to caulk with a caulk gun. I'm going to get the caulk that's in the squishy tube.
I
no?
wouldn't recommend that.
Why?
Doesn't because
that caulk gun was very hard to control.
It's actually when you get it, but yeah, but when you get it going, it's so easy to do.
You know, it was my father goes, once you start, don't stop.
Correct. Because if you stop, it bubbles up.
Right. But then I had so much caulk.
Yeah.
I cut the opening too much.
Yes.
Terrible.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Is the proper cut.
Yeah.
So funny.
I felt bad. I tried to do right.
You think of it this way. You walked in like the conquering
yes.
plumbing hero.
Uh-huh.
And you walked out with your head between your legs because
yeah.
of caulk.
I even said to my father, you know, he's an older fella now. He's doesn't care
right
as much.
Neither do I, and I'm not an older fella.
And I said to him, I go, because my dad's name is Al also.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, I go, young Al would not have liked this, what I've just done to your shower.
And he was like, is it done?
Older Al doesn't care. Yeah. Young Al would have been like, this is a pathetic.
I know.
Pathetic.
Yeah. You helped them out, though.
I should have known I wasn't going to do two bathroom projects correctly. Like, you know, the chances of banging out two in a row?
Yeah, it's hard. If you don't know what you're doing and you're learning on the fly, it's not easy. I did get, it's funny you bring this up because I did get a flyer for a caulk guy.
There's caulk guys?
Well, this was a flyer for he does like bathrooms.
That's all he wants to do
and
is caulk?
He says jobs as small as re-caulking.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm calling this dude.
Yeah.
And I know Bathford are like, we can call them back, but I feel
I think for re-caulking, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No.
I'll pay the, how much could it be? A couple hundred bucks for the guy to come out and re-caulk it? Let him come do it. It'll look perfectly.
Right.
And so I'm probably going to do that soon. Because I don't mind doing it, but I don't do it great. Not as bad as you're saying, but not good.
Yeah, I did such a bet. Maybe my mother, she listens to this podcast. Maybe she'll photograph it and send it to us, and I could show you.
I would
you.
Love to see how bad this was. I'm surprised
terrible.
You didn't take the picture.
I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to take a photo.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I have a dumpster coming tomorrow. I couldn't be more excited.
Oh, what are you going to get throw in there?
Well, I have a lot of garbage behind the shed, and I need to re-landscape the front of the house. So if you look at my house, to the left of my front door, there's a small area that I did at the end of the fall. To the right is a much bigger area that I've been kind of pushing off, but I have to do it now. And so I got to pull up all the red rocks that are down because I want to dig them up and then put mulch down, whatever. So I want to get the rocks behind the shed. But to do that, I got to get all the garbage out from there. So I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally the weather's turned. So I got the, again, the listener to the program, too, as it turned out.
I don't even know how you get a dumpster.
Well, the first thing I did was I checked out my garbage company. All they had were 20-yard dumpsters. I don't, for what I'm throwing out, I don't need that. So that didn't work. So then I Googled it and checked out all the reviews. So Bin There, Dump That. That's the company. Great reviews. So I'm like, I went and checked out their website. They had a great, it was like a 7-yard dumpster. It's all I need. I don't need anything crazy for what I'm getting rid of.
And they put it in your driveway?
Yeah.
And then you just throw anything you want in it?
Well, there are rules, but yes.
You throw the garbage. What are the rules?
Well, I mean, you can't throw paint in there. There's certain things you still, I can't put, you know, empty gallons of gasoline in there. You know, I mean,
could you throw a stove in there if you want?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think appliances.
I thought you could put whatever you want in those dumpsters and they got to take it away.
I think people do.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to. Anyhow, I booked it online. The guy called me and listens to the radio station, likes us. Very nice.
Been there, dump that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be arriving tomorrow. Very excited.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yes, very excited.
Whenever there's dumpsters, I don't know if I should even do this, but I wasn't doing it for a while, but I see everyone doing it. Now I just got in the mix. There's, especially down the Jersey Shore, in the off season, there's a lot of construction. People want everything to be rip-roaring, ready to go for the spring.
Yep.
So people have dumpsters and big dumpsters, and they sit in the street while they're renovating houses. Mm-hmm. If my dog poops and I put it in a poop bag, I'll just fling it
It's garbage.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I'm filling, even though it's tiny, using some of the cubic feet in there.
No, you're not.
You think that's fine?
Yeah, because a lot of those dumpsters are not, people just throw crap in it. How much wasted space are in these dumpsters?
Yeah.
Like I told my son, Matthew's going to help me. I told him, when we do this, I said, we are taking things apart, we're laying them down, we're maximizing the space.
Right.
Not just going to waste all the space if something sits properly and there's space underneath.
Yeah.
No, we're going to utilize the space properly. So that's tomorrow.
So that is a terrific name. Been there, dump that.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
I saw a great name just this weekend for a plumbing company that was, their van was parked in Spring Lake.
Okay.
The name of the company was called Plumber Near Me. So then if you Google Plumber Near Me, they
right
come up.
No kidding.
What a great idea.
That's smart. That is very smart.
Plumber Near Me.
Not bad. That's pretty good.
I thought that was genius. Because normally you'll see like AAA plumber.
No,
you know, because they want to come up first in what used to be the yellow pages.
So that's the thing about, and by the way, another good one for the garbage removal, Junkin Irishman. Pretty good. But I think they come and take the garbage from you. They don't give you I think like three guys show up and it's like, all right, what are we taking?
So they're more like Got Junk.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. Got Junk used to be, when they started, they were dumpsters. I don't know when that changed.
Oh, where they come and just pull everything out of your house yourself?
I think college hunks and junk changed the game or something.
Oh, yeah. Big game changers, Jerry. The Junkin Irishman changed the game.
To your point about the Google search, watching that Pornhub documentary that I watched Friday.
Yeah.
All about the optimization and making sure they were the top porn search for any porn topic.
Right.
That was fascinating. Really well, and then when they would type things in, and boom, there would be like, wow!
Right, no matter what you type in that you're looking for, porno wise, Pornhub comes up.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, that was it. What would you make of that documentary?
What did I make of it? A lot.
Yeah,
I made number one human beings are disgusting.
Yep.
For a variety of different reasons. Number two, there's a lot of good people that have chosen that profession to make a good living. And if that's what you want to do, I do find it comical when they call themselves actors.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, to a certain extent, I get it. Let's relax with that.
And content creators.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm sticking this in there, and I'm a content creator.
Oh, congratulations, Al. When is your debut? But the child stuff is disturbing beyond disturbing. And that one where that one girl is talking about, where she was drugged, and the guy, and they film it, and they upload it, and you can't get it down because other sites take it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it does not make sense that these sites would allow anybody to upload anything.
No.
And then if somebody was in a video where they were taken advantage of sexually when they were not wanting it out there, the amount of time it takes, first of all, to contact somebody and to get it actually taken down seemed like forever.
Horrible. Really horrible. So, and I was blown away by how many uploads they had.
Yeah.
Like millions of them.
Yeah.
And this is the one thing I don't get. I know we all do stupid things. There's that many people that like to video themselves doing this stuff and get a rush out of posting it for others to watch?
I guess so. We're a wild society.
Yeah, but that many people?
Yeah, it was eye-opening, Jerry.
It was. It's kind of like the whole swinger thing, too, that we've had those discussions. Percentage-wise, there's a swinger living next door to you.
Oh, yeah.
But yet, do you feel like you know anybody that does that?
No.
I mean, either. And I've you know dozens and dozens and dozens of people. I don't think I know anyone that does that, but percentage, statistically, it would tell me
that
I know
like
multiple people.
When they say 1 in 4 people has herpes, that means we know somebody with herpes, but we wouldn't know, just like we wouldn't know they're swingers.
Eddie?
Probably.
No. Right, that would mean someone here. Yes. And multiple people in the newsroom. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It was also interesting, like you said, there are some, seemingly the way they speak, intelligent people who are in this business.
No doubt.
And it seems weird.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you can see where they look at themselves as legit businesses, and they've got a pretty good grasp on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Hey, I agree with you. There was one girl with the purple hair.
Yeah.
I found her very engaging to listen to.
Yes.
You know,
Siri Doll was her name.
Wow, you really remember?
I remember her name because it was Siri, like the thing. Yeah, she was interesting.
Have you ever seen her perform?
No, I was not aware of her existence.
You did not look her up after
this? I did not.
See, I Googled her name, nothing came up.
Well, that's what she claimed. Remember, she said she was being shadow banned?
Oh, is that what that meant?
Yeah, meaning she said, like, you would have to know. She said, like, on Instagram, you couldn't just search her name and find her, you would have to know her exact handle or it doesn't come up.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's funny.
Shadow banning, Jerry.
I Googled her name just because I'm like, I've never heard of this person. Nothing came up. I'm like, she even exists?
Then like the skinny redhead girl who was like worked in the offices.
Yes.
Who talked a lot. She seemed very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And yet she seemed to have gotten there because she was like a teenager into porno and wanted to go work in a porno place. But she sounded like
a normal person.
Yeah. Like a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm. I always think, too, how could you sit there if your job is to stare at pornography all day?
Yeah.
That's got to be. You got to be weird. So desensitized to sex then at that point, no?
Yes.
I always wonder the people that are, quote unquote, acting and try to have regular relationships outside of that. First of all, there's no way that works.
No.
But even if you try it, how can you?
No, that would be impossible.
You would think.
Yeah, you're right. Because they said the thing about, they said that Facebook had something like 30,000 people that would review videos posted to Facebook to make sure nothing bad was there.
I saw this, yes.
So it was 30,000 people, and they couldn't keep up. And that Pornhub had 30 people.
That's not enough.
And that the people were supposed to be going through 700 videos a day.
Right.
What is that doing to somebody's brain?
Frying it.
Watching 700
pornos. Well, as the guy told
you,
they weren't watching it. They were just skimming through it.
Yeah.
Looking for what? Nothing, just to say that they looked at it.
Right.
And if you think about that, how could you say it time-wise?
And they were skimming through it with no volume
Correct.
On, so if somebody was
screaming or yelling.
Yeah, they didn't hear it.
No idea.
Yeah, it's an interesting documentary. It's on Netflix, and luckily, it's not one of the documentaries where they're like, this is a four-parter. It was one film.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. Eye-opening, as you said.
What'd you think of Jay Glazer getting engaged at the age of 53?
I did see that. Good for him. I don't know anything about his relationship with his woman.
He basically said, hey, single guys, there's still hope for you at the advanced age.
Oh, is that what he said?
I thought of you immediately.
Well, he acts like single guys are looking, maybe people aren't looking to get married. It's 2023.
He said, never too late to find true love, I think is what he said. So he got down on an innie, had someone take the photograph, and that's in the paper.
Ah, good for him.
Good for him.
Good for you, Jay.
Congratulations, Jay Glazer.
A WFAN alumni, yes, Jerry?
Oh, was he? I don't know.
That's what I heard.
That's what
Eddie says.
Eddie would know.
Eddie says.
That's before my time.
Yeah, same here. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Tuesday. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
I always say we start a new week. It's Monday, it's Monday, it's Monday. That means we got 5 days to go to get to Friday. 5:02, the Eddie Schizzeri, what's up? Across from me, his name is Al Andrew Dukes. What's up, Asbury Park man?
Good morning, Jerry. I was all pumped here for NCAA basketball. My adopted team, Princeton.
They're still in it.
Keeps rolling on. I was upset that Fairleigh Dickinson, they had very little time to enjoy.
How much did you invest in that game last night?
I didn't invest. Well, it was on later for me, so unfortunately I didn't
invest.
It was
8 o'clock, it was.
But I felt like they didn't have enough time to enjoy their win.
Yes and no.
Like, they have they should get a week between these games. Like,
no,
these
enjoy it. No, we're not having a week in between
these
games.
Let them live,
games.
Jerry.
No,
live.
They're living. They're fine. They had one of, if not the greatest upset in the history of this tournament, so they enjoyed that. They did get Saturday to feel like conquering heroes.
That
I don't know how.
It.
But they got Saturday, and not only that, they got all of Sunday before they kind of closed out the night. Well, there was a game after them, but they were one of the later games on Sunday night. And you know what? Now they come home. And they did great.
Nice.
And you...
They beat down Purdue, Jerry, which a team you know very well from your covering Rutgers.
Al, we left Friday. I said to you guys, went around the room, me, you, and Eddie. I dismissed FDU Purdue. Because nothing against FDU. They're the smallest team in the country, which I didn't realize. But I also knew they didn't win their conference tournament. I'm like, all right, nice story. They won the play-in game. Okay. I've seen Purdue twice. I've watched them all season. I got to be honest, I don't know what the hell I'm watching anymore because I don't get it. How they won that game the other day, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. What was that, Friday, right?
Yeah, which was awesome. Like, there's no way you couldn't get wrapped up in it. It was tremendous and good for Jersey beating down Purdue. Awesome. I don't understand.
Man, New Jersey just dominates the NCAA. That's what I say, Jerry.
Honestly,
if Rutgers would have gotten it, that would have been even
better.
I got
news for you, too. I don't know enough about – I really don't know enough about Creighton because I do not watch the Big East clearly unless it's St. John's or UConn. So
I don't even know where they are.
Where is Creighton, Eddie? Creighton?
Nebraska, right?
That's why I'm asking you. If I knew, I would have asked you. Right.
I thought you said they were in the Big East.
They are.
And they're in Nebraska?
Apparently so. That's what Eddie said. So
get
Princeton plays Creighton on Thursday. Was it Thursday or Friday? Whatever. It's this coming week.
Nebraska.
Friday night. You tell me, why can't they win?
I think they do.
They
win,
can right? win.
Win.
They not only won Saturday night,
yeah.
They won going away.
Yes, they did.
So it's pretty bizarre. It's pretty cool. And yeah, New Jersey's doing quite well.
That's right, Jerry. I'm all locked in now, Sweet 16.
You're not watching this game.
I thought it was all in. No, you know what? Here's
it's
the problem.
It's 9 p.m.
I know.
It's Friday night, but it's 9 p.m. That's going to be a tough one for you to stay up for after a couple of beers at 4:30 at dinner.
Yeah, and how long these games normally
Two
run,
hours.
Jerry?
That's the college basketball is phenomenal.
I might be able to stay up for this.
Yeah?
I get a little nap in.
What would you say about an Alan Jerry viewing party?
No, that's too late for a viewing party. This is be me on the couch.
But if you're out.
Well, this will be me on the couch. And then if they are getting their ass kicked early, I fade right into
darkness. How about we pick a bar? Alan Jerry viewing party, 9 p.m., Princeton, Creighton.
And we pretend we went there. We go, Alan Jerry's
alma. I'm not pretending I went there. I'm too stupid to go there.
Alan Jerry's alma mater,
no.
Princeton.
No. I got
in
a better chance saying
Sweet
16.
I went.
No, better chance we say we went to Creighton. Probably couldn't get in there either.
Sal fell for it that I went to
I'm aware.
Princeton.
Dummy. I'm aware. Did you see the pictures of him and Buck?
I did.
He looks so happy.
But they're not. The picture that Sal took with Buck Showalter, I think it looks like they're in the dugout.
They are in the dugout, yeah.
There's a lot, even though they're one arm around the other, there's a distance there.
Well, I think that's a very uncomfortable feeling for Sal.
And probably for
Buck
Showalter as well, yeah.
As he's there with a lunatic that's got a picture of his face on his chest.
A Mary Buckmiss hoodie on.
Pretty funny. But there was a good smile from Buck.
It was a good smile. It looked like, listen, everyone's in a good mood. It's a spring training. It's the March Madness, Jerry. Spring is just around the corner, even though it was 32 degrees yesterday.
Yesterday was horrendous. Can I ask you a question about March Madness?
Yeah.
So the big win on Friday night, FDU, historic. How'd you think your guy did?
Who's this?
Andrew Catalan.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see the highlights or hear the
highlights? Well, I did actually see an interview with him.
Okay.
Or read an interview with him that he was so excited to
he
be able
was
to do.
He was really good.
He was good.
Like, this was, I know you're not an Andrew Catalan fan in terms of the big game. He's very good at what he does.
I like him.
No. I said you're not a fan of him doing the big game.
The big games, yeah.
But he's very good. This was a pretty big game that got a lot of national attention. He killed it.
Is this going to catapult him, Jerry, into number one slot?
No. Ian's got that after Nance retires from the NCAA tournament at the end of this run. This, though, I think moves him up the chain, and I wanted to know if it was going to change your opinion a little bit.
It might. Had I heard it. It really might have done it.
You have to go back and hear it, I guess.
Well, it's still different basketball and NFL. Different things.
Sure. But if he has this big moment,
can't
that catapult him up the ladder a little bit in your mind?
Yeah, you're saying so he has a big moment. He got a certain je ne sais quoi about him now, Jerry.
Yeah, and there was a video camera on him, and he's fired up with a big three.
I will look at it during the break, and I'll see if I've catapulted him. He's definitely jump over a couple of these other guys I don't even know about.
I don't disagree with you. I thought he did a great job.
Does this Creighton, do they ever go far in the final in the NCAA tournament?
Hell if I know.
Right, so that's a no. Because we would know. Like, you're aware that Kansas does well every
year. Sure, the big schools, of course.
Gonzaga. But we don't ever hear of Creighton, so they'll probably lose.
Well, I mean, we hear about them when they play St. John's.
Oh.
23-12 this year.
That's not that impressive.
It's a pretty good season. It's not that impressive.
12 losses.
It's these games are not easy.
Not great.
All right. God.
I did also see that Rick Pitino met with St. John's quote-unquote higher-ups, Jerry.
Yes.
Just last night.
I would think when we come in here tomorrow, he's the head coach at St. John's.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I would think something gets done today.
Do you think John Minko was part of the higher-ups that he met with?
I don't. I think Brandon Tierney and John Minko have been left in the cold on this one.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah.
They're the broadcasters.
They are the broadcasters. I mean, but Brandon has been pushing for Rick Pitino from the day that Mike Anderson got let go. He likes Mike Anderson, but once he got let go, let's go, Rick Pitino.
What is Rick Pitino's story? Like, what was the bad stuff about him?
Something with a... I say I don't want to do that if I don't have it. Wasn't it something...
Speculate, Jerry.
But
wasn't it like strippers and recruits? Was that him?
Wasn't he with... Eddie, you would remember this. Wasn't he with a waitress in a restaurant?
That was Tiger Woods, Jerry. You're confusing.
No,
Tiger Woods?
No, I don't think I am.
That was a Perkins.
I don't think
I am. It was Tiger Woods.
No,
that was not Rick Pitino.
It. No. I'm pretty sure it was Rick Pitino. I'm almost certain. Pitino... Well, here's a headline you don't... I can't read. Yeah, I can't.
You can't read this?
No.
All right.
I can read this from the Toronto Star.
All right.
Rick, this goes back to 2010.
All right, so years ago, Jerry.
And there was also a headline on ESPN. Rick Pitino testifies about restaurant sex encounter.
Oh, all righty.
So I'll just leave it there.
Boy, these guys love a restaurant worker. Him,
and sex.
Tiger Woods.
And
can't think of anyone else but those two guys.
Right. Yes.
My goodness.
Sometimes the hormones get going.
They say, Jerry, the heart wants what the heart wants. That's what Woody Allen said when he's dating his daughter.
In this case, the penis wants what the penis wants.
I guess so.
Right.
But listen, he's overcome it, I suppose.
You think? He's had a, you know, when he went to Iona, no, but I think people thought, whatever.
Right, because that was a tiny school.
He's done a great job.
Yeah.
Done a great job there, and now he's worked his way back to a Big East job, most likely. And so that's his story. It's been a long way back. Been a long way back.
And here he is, Jerry. He'll be commanding St. John's University.
Yeah, it looks like it. Boy, I'll tell you, reading some of this stuff, good Lord. A woman accused of extortion.
Oh, I hate an empty. I hate an extortionist, Jerry.
In an empty Italian restaurant. Where's Billy Joel?
Yeah, didn't he sing a song about that? A bottle of red and a bottle of white.
Oh, my God. She demanded, according to his testimony, she demanded millions of dollars.
Is that right?
From him. Had sex with him after whispering to him. And, I can't keep reading this.
Tell me what it is. I'll whisper it to you, Jerry.
Well, I mean, it goes to the unzipping of his pants and the scenes of an Italian restaurant.
I don't recall those lyrics, Jerry. I know you're saying it's a Billy
bottle
Joel's.
Of red. there's a joke there that I got to stop.
I'll unzip your pants. Whatever kind of mood you're in tonight, I'll meet you anywhere you want.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's where it was.
All right.
Yeah.
So some things happened, yada, yada, yada. We're here in 2023. He'll be the head coach at St. John's.
I think so. Yeah,
everyone will be happy about it.
I think so. This is, I tell you, reading this article, holy cow.
He's 70 or 80.
He's 70. He's 80. No, he's 70.
Wow. 70-year-old dudes.
He's a young-looking 70.
Still wanting to coach. It's crazy to me.
It's purpose.
I know.
It's what they do. They love it.
I'm seeing Rick Pitino's going to get hired. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen's rocking out at 73.
Even like the head coach, I want to see how old he is, Jim Larranaga. You're familiar with him or no?
No, I'm not. I don't
Jim
know.
Jim Larranaga has been the head coach at Miami for a really long time. They're really good. He's 73. They're on to the Sweet 16.
Jerry.
Yeah, like they're and these guys, it's why it took Boeheim so long to go. It's hard to let go.
Because when you retire, Jerry, you're ending a part of your life.
Yeah.
Men don't want to do that.
And in this case, for a Larranaga, a Pitino, it's been a long time. For Boeheim, it's been 50 years. I mean, look at Krzyzewski. Like Krzyzewski was at Duke for how long? And now he's not. And now he's just the former Duke legendary head coach.
Right, but that guy's probably roaming around North Carolina like...
Knowing him, he's probably on the campus still.
I am the man right now.
Yeah, I would think so. But it has to be strange. So you've been at this radio station since 07,
yeah.
Right? I've been here since 97, 80, since 91, 89, 88, whatever the
89.
Hell it is.
89.
So when the time comes to walk out, like that chapter is like slam shut.
Right.
And that's it. You're now just a piece of history.
You're now former update Jerry.
No, you guys, not me.
Oh.
I'm younger than you.
That's
although
true.
I could get fired sooner. It's possible. Probably likely.
I think right after the show, they should throw you right out the door, Jerry.
Although, in fairness, the only one of the three of us that has a file is Eddie.
Eddie does have a file.
Eddie's
good
got
point.
The open file.
He does have a file, an HR file.
Weird, though, right?
Yeah.
So...
All right, so we'll get a nice young coach in here, Rick Pitino. To lead your... I know...
He'll give you 7-8 years.
I do know this, Jerry. College kids really relate to 70-year-olds. So I think this is going to work. I really think great things are happening.
Well, how's it worked at Iona?
I guess pretty good.
Here's the thing that works with him. He's... Forget about what we just talked about in the restaurant. He is a legendary college coaching figure. So I think when... A guy like Rick Pitino shows up in your living room to talk to your parents and yourself. The parents are like, oh, this is Rick Pitino. You feel like your kid, I would think you would feel like your kid's in good hands in terms of his growth and potential to get to the next level. I would think. Could be wrong.
Good point, Jerry.
You know, unlike the NBA and the NFL now that hires a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
I don't know that you see that all that often in college basketball. You might see some former NBA players that have Penny Hardaway is a head coach now, but he's not in his 30s either. College basketball, if you think about all the programs, I'd have to go get, you know.
We still like old guys, you're saying. Not
old guys, but you're not hiring guys in their 20s and early 30s, I don't think. I mean, if I, again, I'm just thinking Big Ten, top of mind, like the big coaches, you know, Pikel's in his 50s, Matt Painter's in his 50s, Tom Izzo's in his 60s, and he keeps winning. You know, Juwan Howard's relatively young, but he's not in his 30s.
Tom Izzo's coming to the Garden.
Yes, he is. Is Tom Izzo going to go see Tom Izzo?
And our Tom Izzo here still keeps just responding to tweets thinking they're reaching out to Michigan head coach Tom Izzo.
Michigan State head coach
Correct. Tom Izzo.
Yeah, how about that? I did see, it's got to be his hoodie, where he bought the, I don't know if that's a John Rothstein hoodie or not, where he's got the, you know, December, January, February, Izzo.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's an actual.
That's a Michigan State that he bought?
Product, yeah.
He must have, because no one else is buying that.
Yeah.
That's a bit much now.
I like it.
Yeah, I've had enough.
They call it March Madness, Jerry. Hop on board. If I were living
Hop on board? You haven't watched 3 seconds of it.
If I was living near Princeton, New Jersey right now, I'd be rolled up here in a Princeton hoodie.
You live a half hour away.
Not really. It's like an hour.
Is it an hour?
I wish I would have known they would have made this run, Jerry, when I went to Princeton Longevity Center. I stopped by on the way back, got a hoodie.
Well, you could have even just bought a Princeton Longevity Center t-shirt. It's got Princeton in the name.
By the way, it's only Monday. I could order one right now online and have it here.
Tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah, I agree. And you could have it for Thursday or Friday. They play Friday night. Wear it Friday.
Perfect.
It fits in with your fraudulent nature.
Yeah. I'm ordering one of those, right? I got a lot to do this break, Jerry. I got to look at Andrew Catalano.
Who?
The broadcaster.
Did you just call him Catalano? Andrew Catalan.
Yeah, Andrew Catalan. I'm going to look at his big call from the...
Which game, Al?
Princeton game?
Oh, my God.
FDU. Got to look at that. I'm going to look up Rick Pitino and his situation. Then I got to order a hoodie. There's a lot going on this
Translation,
break.
You're not
going
to be with me next segment. Why don't you get to that?
Okay.
We've got some time. When we come back, we'll get your status update, and we've got mores to do.
Okay, that's fair enough, Jerry.
And then Boomer and Gio are back after their couple of days off. That'll be at 6 on The Fan. Is this Korn's version?
It is.
Nice. 5:23. Al and Jerry with you until 6 o'clock. We get you to Boomer and Gio. How did you do on your tasks during the break?
Okay, a couple things, Jerry. One, I looked up Andrew Catalan, and I got to be honest, all this time I was confusing him with somebody else.
I thought he
was the big-eared guy who does NFL Red Zone.
That guy doesn't do games, though.
That's Andrew Siciliano.
Yes, but he doesn't do games.
Yes. Thus my confusion, Jerry. Very confused. This Andrew Catalan, I did watch his play-by-play where they had the camera on him. And he was very good.
But
I like him. I'm back on board.
How you're never on board. How come in the past when you would hear that he was doing the game?
He's not a big name.
No, I understand that.
I like big names, Jerry.
Okay. Well, he's trying to become a big name.
I know.
This did help.
The problem is all these old guys don't retire. Like Jim Nance.
Well, no, he's done after this year. Oh. After this tournament.
Well, about time.
You want Ian to retire?
No, but
okay.
Ian is in retirement age almost, and he's barely got a chance thanks to Jim Nance staying
forever.
He's
done 1,000 NCAA games. Has he called the final? No.
Right,
he's like the voice of the NCAA.
So I did that, so now I'm caught up on who that is. I went to Rick Pitino's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And when you're 70, you've got a long week. This guy's
absolutely.
Got, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
The Wikipedia, Jerry. My favorite was his first scandal in 1977.
What was that?
He was at University of Hawaii, Jerry.
Rick Pitino, was he the head coach? Or an assistant coach?
A graduate assistant at the University of Hawaii.
Okay, so that's right when he was out.
So
okay.
In 1977 at the University of Hawaii, Jerry, he got in trouble for, amongst things, handing out coupons to players to get free McDonald's.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's not a scandal. Come on now.
That's being a nice person.
Yeah, that's
get
when
yourself
the rules,
some McDonald's.
The rules were insane.
Yeah.
Were there any scandals at Providence?
Jerry,
there?
I got to be honest with you. There seemed to be scandals.
So
everywhere.
I guess he was at Louisville when this happened.
From Louisville? Yeah, he was at Louisville when that one happened. But there's multiple scandals.
So you've got that up. Was, and I don't remember this now.
All right.
He coached in Germany? Where did he coach in between?
He coached in Panathinaikos.
So is that Greece?
Greece.
Not Germany. Okay.
Yeah, the Euro
League. So he goes from scandal at Louisville.
Yeah.
Coaches in Greece, not Germany. And then to Iona, or was there somewhere in between? Mm-hmm. He didn't go to some other school,
Iona.
Right?
No, he went to Iona.
Okay. So, and he coached for the Knicks, oh, by the way.
Right. And
and Kentucky. So yes. You've got...
And the Celtics.
And the Celtics, right.
I forgot about the Celtics.
Yep.
Larry Bird didn't walk through that door.
Yep.
He wasn't there long, though, correct?
No.
He was there 1997 to 2001.
Oh, longer than I thought. Yeah. Okay. So, Providence, I think from Providence to the Knicks, correct? Is that right?
Providence to the, let me see, Jerry, this is such a lengthy.
He didn't go Knicks Celtics. He went Knicks Kentucky Celtics, right? Or was it, no, it wasn't Knicks Celtics.
He went.
Knicks Kentucky Celtics?
He went Knicks.
Right.
Providence, Knicks, Kentucky.
Providence, Knicks, Kentucky, okay.
Boston.
Then back to the NBA.
Yeah.
Then to, not Greece, then to Louisville, because that's where the scandal happened.
Louisville?
Then Greece, and now Iona.
What a life.
Yeah, pretty wild. So he's coached at very high-level college basketball, the highest level when he was at Kentucky, clearly. The Knicks and Celtics, two storied NBA franchises, and a country.
Jerry, this guy's LinkedIn is lengthy. You know what I'm
saying?
I'm
sure it is. He's 70.
If you go to his LinkedIn, it is just one job after another all these years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's talk a little baseball, Jerry. Enough with this nonsense known as NCAA tournament.
You started it.
The Mets had another scare with Brandon Nimmo.
Damn, that WBC, huh, Al?
God, what do you mean?
Darn it. He must have got hurt at the WBC, right?
No, actually, I think this was at a regular spring training game.
Oh, you're kidding me. I think we should cancel spring training now.
You can't do that, Jerry.
Why
this
not?
Guy's got to get ready.
Why not? He got hurt.
Brandon Nimmo appears to have avoided a long-term injury.
Yes, he's hopeful of playing opening day.
Should be, it looks like a low-grade sprain to the knee and ankle. He was helped off the field Friday after hurting himself on a slide to second. Why are you attempting to break up a double play in stupid spring training? Are you stupid?
Because they're playing a game. That's what you do.
You don't slide. I would never slide.
What do you want him to do?
Training.
Run and have the ball hit him in the forehead?
Just duck.
Just duck.
Duck.
No, come on. He slid. He got hurt. It happens. What
but
are you going
to
do?
Mets fans were getting all quite the tenses, Jerry.
And I understand that. But it does look like they avoided a mess with him, and he should be okay. And at least he says he thinks he'll be okay for opening day.
Now, the WBC.
But, you know, and this is not going to be a popular take. It was awesome over the weekend.
The WBC?
Even last night I actually watched the first three innings of the U.S. and Cuba playing in Miami. The ticket sale, the tickets on the secondary market are insane. Can't get a seat. The place is hopping like it's game 7 of the World Series. It was pretty awesome. And last night it was Cuba and the U.S., and it was a split crowd in Miami. 50% were going for Cuba, 50% were going for the U.S. That's how it sounded, at least to me. Watching the game on FS1.
Was it friendly in the stands, or was there a brouhaha?
I didn't see any brouhahas. I don't know that there were or there weren't, but there were a lot of people waving the U.S. flag. It was pretty cool, actually. And it's kind of my point to Sal, who hates it, and that's fine, and you can have that opinion. I'm sure G probably has that opinion, and a lot of people do. The lineup is ridiculous, and it's an all-star game of guys actually trying to play.
For the USA team.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Really was.
I did see that... We lost Jose Altuve to an injury.
Yeah. Well, guess what Houston Sports Talk can do this morning? They can call it the Worthless Baseball Classic.
He was hit by a pitch on the right hand. He could miss, they say, 2 months or more.
It's possible.
Ooh-hoo.
Imagine if that happened in a spring training game, we wouldn't be saying a damn thing.
That's true.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
So
guys are always going to get hurt.
WBC, it's just like playing in spring training. You play, you might get hurt.
I heard one of the guys, I don't know if it was, I forget who it was. They were talking about how you can make every case the position players are really going to be ready to hit the ground running opening day that participated in this. Now, the pitching's different. They have rules for the pitching. Like, there's certain, they don't let them pitch too long because they're really not ready to do that. But in terms of the position players, like, it looked great. It really did. Mookie Betts looks like it's July.
Yeah, but the problem is that, like, when August happens, aren't these guys all going to be burned out?
Well, they call it the dog days of summer.
Yeah, dog days of summer.
Maybe, but let me ask you this. Is it any worse? One of the guys on the American team was talking about spring training. You know, everybody complains about spring training games after the first week. It's boring. It's, you know, it's lazy. It's like, all right, let's just get to the season. These guys, instead of doing that, are getting, like, really good reps in.
So, and they're into it.
They're very into it.
And you're fighting for your country, Jerry.
Well, and it means something to them.
Do we play Iran in this World Baseball Classic?
I don't think Iran is in it.
Because if they were in it, Jerry, I'd go there and wave my American flag right in their faces.
I don't think Iran
right
is
in their
in
fat
it.
Faces.
I understand.
Iran, number one. No, I don't think so. USA, number one.
Oh, they play the winner of Japan and Mexico.
Who
that
does?
Game is the U.S.
The U.S.
Yeah, the U.S. won big last night, and they play the winner of Mexico-Japan. That game is tonight. And then they'll play the championship tomorrow.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that, Jerry? We are rocking and rolling.
It is weird to see the Marlins Stadium that
crowded yeah. And like good baseball going on.
And then now the Mets and Marlins, I believe they open in Miami next week or whatever, the 31st. It'll be game one, it'll be hopping. It's opening day. And even the weekend, I think, will be okay because the Mets are there. But, like, game four for the Marlins, you'll have 8,000 people there.
Yeah, it'll be lowly attended, Jerry.
Oh, my God. It'll be terrible.
Now, our brand-new closer for the Mets is going to be David Robertson. That's my prediction, Jerry.
He gave up a monster home run yesterday.
Because Edwin Diaz, with his injury, of course. But David Robertson, not a fan of the pitch clock.
Guess what? Live with it.
Unlike these other pitchers on the Mets who seem to love the pitch clock and seem to think it's advantage to the pitcher, David Robertson says... He wants to get rid of it. He says it doesn't give you time to have a conversation with your catcher.
We don't need conversations. Exactly. Pitch the ball. Let's go.
Let's go.
I actually love it. The one thing I don't like, I'm going to be now having watched enough of these games, the pitch clock to me is phenomenal. It moves the game along at a great pace. I do not care for the rule with throwing over.
Which is you can only throw over a couple of times.
It's just, that to me is like, I don't know. That's not real. The pitch clock makes sense to me. This doesn't feel right, but that ain't going anywhere either, at least not for this year. We'll see if it comes back.
I think David Robertson has to talk himself into liking it. Like, I think like Verlander and Scherzer, they say they like it. Let's say they don't like it, but they're saying they like it. That's intimidating to a hitter. Knowing David Robertson doesn't like it, if I'm a hitter, I try to annoy the crap out of him.
You could, but I do think in the case of those two, they like to work fast.
Yeah.
Like, really like to work fast.
Give me the ball, let's
go. Was it Senga? Was it Kodai Senga who did not care for it the first time? And then maybe he likes it. Yeah, like second time out, once he got used to it, he's like, it's actually fine. Or it might have been a Yankee. I don't remember. One of our pitchers in New York did not like it the first time out. And then the second time, he kind of adjusted to it. He says, not so bad.
And now he loves it, Jerry.
Gives you rhythm.
I like a good rhythm.
Gives the game rhythm.
Is Donald Trump getting arrested today?
I don't know. That's what he said.
So weird.
I have no idea.
It was a weird news item I saw over the weekend.
I was locked into sports this weekend.
Arrested for what?
I don't know. I saw the headline. I pulled an Al. I didn't read the article. I said, he's going to be arrested. Okay.
Did he mug an old lady on the subway? I mean, what's going on?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, Jerry.
Why don't you look into that?
I don't know.
How about this
break? I'll wait till it happens.
You still have to buy your Princeton hoodie.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And then look into Trump being arrested.
I'll wait till he gets arrested. Then I'll look into it.
Then we'll react.
Yeah, because if he doesn't get arrested, I'm like wasting my time.
I then read, and then we'll move on, I did read people tweeting, when he gets arrested, that now means he's a lock to be reelected.
Oh, because people.
If you've got a criminal record, I thought you couldn't be president. Isn't that a rule?
I don't know,
Jerry. Or a law?
I don't know.
And then he'd have a criminal record.
Well, arrested is not convicted, though.
Good point, Eddie.
True.
Score 1 point for Eddie Scazzeri.
All right, fair enough.
Count
then,
point.
How can you have an election if he's got to go on trial? I don't know.
It's not really
all that interesting,
Jerry,
to be
confusing.
Quite honest.
Listen, we got NCAA Sweet 16. We've got Spring Training Baseball World Baseball Classic. We don't have time for arrests.
You've got the Rangers scoring 6 goals in the first period last night.
That's why I've got that as well, Jerry.
That was pretty good. How about
6 goals? I hope they won.
The Rangers score 6 goals in the first period.
Yeah.
They lost 10-7.
They did?
Wait
a second.
What's that?
The Rangers lost?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
They won 7-0. They score 6 goals in the first period. The Devils fall behind 2-0 and then score the next 5 goals and win. That's pretty good hockey right there.
Man, that's the type of game I would like to go to. A hockey game where 6 goals are scored in the first period.
Well, there was a game that CeeLo said clearly you weren't listening. On Friday, I think it was Thursday night, there were 10 goals scored in the first period.
Oh, yeah. No, I do recall saying that. Yeah, but that was between 2 teams.
No, I know, but that's back and forth. That's goal after goal. The horns going off nonstop. Wow. You'd love that.
I do love that.
That's right up your alley. How can My luck, if I ever took you to a hockey game, it'd be a scoreless game into the shootout.
Oh, I'd be like, come on, someone score.
That would not be up your alley. All right, 5:35. We're more than halfway home to the big program. Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan of Gold. I don't want to say anything.
Let it run.
Let's go.
Good way to wake up.
Yeah, get up.
20 in front of 6. You know, you ever have those songs that start with a curse? Have you ever heard like songs like that? No?
I don't know any songs that begin with a curse word, Jerry.
Really?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's one song that starts bleep you and you and you. You do know that song. Yeah, you do.
I do not know that,
Jerry. Yes, you do know that song. If I play it for you during the break, you'll know that song. So that was my alarm this morning. What a nice way to wake up.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Pretty much. It was actually kind of funny.
So I have a couple NFL notes, Jerry, if you'll allow me to present you some
Brandon
NFL notes.
Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys.
You like that?
I really thought he was going to be a Giant.
Is that right?
So when I saw that the Cowboys got him and then really gave up very little for him in terms of awesome. Yes, I was fired up when I saw that yesterday.
Now, they do say, though, that because Brandon Cooks is going to the Cowboys, that the Cowboys are now out of the OBJ business.
That's okay. You're That's good fine. With that. Yeah, because while I would have been fine if they got him, I also know the circus that comes along with him. So I think it would have been great. I really do. I think he would have been good for them. But... no, I'm good with this. I like this.
Then I saw, I love this Julian Love when he would come on with TK and Tierney. He was a good talker, Jerry. He's out of here.
I know.
He's going to Seattle.
Yeah.
Or he went to Seattle.
I know. Gone.
What's up with that? Well, now, will he still be doing call-ins?
No, I think instead of being on TK and Tierney, he'll be on the Ed Reed and John Smith show out there.
You know, does a show out there, I think, still Danny Bonaducci.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Danny Bonaducci.
Does a sports talk show?
Oh, no, no. He does like a some sort of music radio show.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that Julian Love's not going to go on that.
Well?
I would think he'll go on the sports talk station out there. Was it Cairo? Is that right?
Yes.
Is it Cairo where the Mariners for years and years
I
were on?
I think so.
So maybe he'll be on that station.
Sports Talk Seattle.
Yeah, that was
taking your calls.
If you're a Giant fan, like that's a big loss.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that really hurts. And I was really surprised.
Jerry, that was really surprising when I saw that.
I knew the writing was on the wall, but I thought somehow the Giants would figure out a way to keep him.
And then I actually feel bad for this move, Jerry.
What's this?
Adam Thielen is going to Carolina. That sounds like a see you never. See you never again,
Well, don't
Adam
say that
Thielen.
To Boomer's friend Frank Reich. He's the head coach there.
I know.
The Panthers were in Super Bowls, by the way.
I know. It feels 100 years ago.
Right? That was so Cam Newton lost a Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah.
Was he in a Super Bowl?
He was in the Super Bowl.
That was
the
one against the Broncos.
50.
And then you had Jake Delhomme lost
39.
To the Patriots. So it's not like this. I mean, the Panthers have been in more Super Bowls since 1970 than the Jets.
Yeah, I know. It just feels like a place where players go to die now. And I feel like Adam Thielen had a great career in Minnesota. I wanted to see him catch on with a team where we'd be seeing and hearing from him, but I feel bad for the guy.
Correction, 38. Sorry.
He will be just fine.
He'll still be
making a fortune. He's playing football in the NFL. He'll be all right.
Who's their main quarterback right now?
They just traded with the Bears for the number one pick. So
okay, so that would be...
The theory being they're going to draft one, but now we talked about this the other day. There's conversations that they might trade the number one pick now to get more for that. So I don't know. I don't know who's on. Darnold was sent to San Francisco.
Right.
Baker Mayfield was sent to L.A., and now he's somewhere else. I don't know.
I think they got... No, they either... Didn't they get...
Let's see. The Carolina Panthers.
Didn't they get Andy Dalton?
Oh, good Lord.
I think so.
Oh, that sounds terrible. You might be right. Oh,
I
God.
I think so.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, he's... I mean, Andy Dalton to Adam Thielen.
Ugh.
Or Thielen. Thielen? Thielen.
Thielen. Why don't you keep doing that?
Adam Thielen.
Right.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. Check, Jerry. I believe it is Andy
I am
Dalton.
Checking because I honestly don't know. Let's see. Position. We go quarterbacks. If I can get to a deal. Of course, I got to go Q all the way.
And how about this move, Jerry?
Yeah. They got Matt Corral and Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
Those are the only two. Oh, and Jacob Eason. Is that Tony Eason's kid?
I believe it is.
How about that?
Tony Eason, former Patriot quarterback, Jerry.
How about that?
Packers legend Leroy Butler, Jerry. I don't like this guy. He seems like a real punk. He predicts the Jets are only going to win 8 games with Aaron Rodgers.
They're going to go 8-9 with Aaron Rodgers?
That's what he thinks.
Well, that would be a colossal fail.
May I give you a quote from him, Jerry?
Yeah, there's got to be a reason for this. You don't like him?
Y'all ain't going to no Super Bowl. He said, in order to win a Super Bowl, Jerry, as he's been there, done that, is you have to be a close-knit team. And he doesn't see Aaron Rodgers coming in and being super close to the team.
I don't think he has to be. I disagree with that, actually. I think it helps.
I think if you're an older player like Aaron Rodgers, I agree with you, Jerry. I don't think you need that.
I think if you come in and you do your job and you do what you're supposed to do, I think they can win. I mean, this is a pretty, from the way I understand it, a pretty close-knit team as it is. They're all, you know, clamoring for him.
Correct.
I think he will come in like the conquering hero, and he'll do his part.
You hear that, Leroy Butler?
So my guess would be, I would think Leroy Butler, whatever the hell his first name, how you pronounce it, I would think he's probably some sort of a beef with Aaron Rodgers.
Sounds like he's got a beef. Now, I did actually read the entire article.
What podcast was this on?
This was on TMZ.
Okay.
I did read the entire article, and he was saying nice things about Aaron Rodgers.
By article, you mean the TMZ two paragraphs?
Yeah, the two paragraph thing with an ad in between, okay. Scrolling, trying to figure out where the rest of the article went.
Yes.
Boy, newspapers and things are still so bad at online articles.
Yeah, I know.
It's still, they make you dance around everything. Why?
I agree.
There's no way that advertising, like, there's no way.
People are clicking on the pop-up banner ad?
Yes.
I agree. It's all about.
But I guess he just needs to be there and they get the impression.
That's,
you know,
all that matters.
But it's so hard to navigate these print things online.
Yeah, not easy.
Not easy.
Nope.
But he was saying nice things about Aaron Rodgers and a great quarterback, great this, great that. He's just saying, Jerry, that in order to win a Super Bowl, which is a very large thing and very difficult to do, you've got to be tight.
But there's two different things there.
What's that?
To win a Super Bowl and 8 wins are two different things.
It does seem to be a...
Like, they can go 12-5 and get bounced in the, I don't know, championship game, which he's gotten very used to doing, because maybe in a big spot because they're not close. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to say they're going to go be an under 500 team to they can't win a Super Bowl because they won't be close enough, that's a huge gap in between.
It does seem like a big gap. I mean, it seems like there could be something in between.
Like, if I told
wins.
You they went 13-4 and lost in the divisional round, would you be stunned?
No.
No, neither would I. But I expect them to win a lot of games, especially in the regular season. I do.
I think they're going to lose in the wild card round.
So how many wins you give them? 9?
10? 10 wins.
10-7? That's not good enough.
10-7. No, it's not good enough.
10-7 and a wild card appearance. Not good enough. And then we start the offseason dance. Is he coming back? Is he retired? Does he like the Jets? You want to go somewhere else? Trade him. Retire. Oh, my God.
He's going into a dark cave.
Oh. Well, what's next? Think about what he did last year. This year, we didn't think he could have gotten any crazier. He did the dark cave.
Dark cave.
What's next? Dig a hole and live underground
for a week?
He's going to
go. Yep. He's going to dig a hole, Jerry, over in the Meadowlands in the swamps of Jersey.
He's going to skydive into a dormant volcano.
Oh, that'll be cool when he comes out, Jerry.
Darn, man.
He's going to skydive into a dormant volcano. Then he's going to leap out of it 3 days later and come up with a decision.
My God.
The other quarterback that a lot of people were talking about, Lamar Jackson, is holding it's not really a press conference. So
he's going to talk
on his own. Yes, he's called to talk for himself.
Yeah.
On his YouTube channel for some time this week.
He should. I know it's not easy because he's representing himself.
Yeah. That's...
If I were him, though, I would call up 4 or 5 friendly faces that cover the Ravens that he clearly knows, and I would hold a little press conference on his own YouTube channel and take some questions, have a statement, take some questions. And I would do that personally. And I wanted to get to him so bad, but there was so much going on Thursday and Friday. We never did. And there's this narrative out there that, you know, no one wants to sign him or give him an offer for whatever reason. The reason's very simple. He's gotten hurt the last couple of years, hasn't finished the seasons. Who wants to guarantee that?
Maybe he's going on his own YouTube channel to announce he's hiring a agent. That would be cool.
I doubt it.
That's what I would do.
I don't think you need to tell anybody. Just make that announcement on Twitter. It's fine.
Who's the most powerful NFL agent?
I have no idea. I don't even think Lee Steinberg does it anymore. I don't know.
Lee Steinberg, Jerry, this is not the 1980s.
I mean, we know in baseball it's Scott Boras. I don't know.
Why would Scott Boras get involved in football?
He doesn't have to.
Oh.
His Boris, whatever the hell, I believe it's worth $1 billion.
Boris.
Is it Boris LLC or Boris Enterprises, whatever the name of his company
is? I think it's Boris the Spider.
That's really what went to your mind right now?
Boris the Spider.
Boris the Spider. Let's see. Boris. Let's see.
Jerry, Google Boris the Spider and let us know if that's what
it is. I'm not Googling Boris. You Google Boris the Spider. Scott Boris's net worth. What do you think it is?
$900
million. $500
million. No. Not doing as great as I thought.
I know you got a big 401k over there, Asbury Park guy, but that's pretty good.
And by the way, Ja Morant, Jerry, has ruined a good time for the rest of his Grizzly teammates. They have decided, based on Ja Morant flashing a gun in a strip club, that they are going to be traveling home immediately after road games a lot of the time here on out. Not all the time.
Not all road games.
A lot of the time, in particular, quote-unquote, glitzier cities like Miami. That guy just ruined... If I'm his team, you ruined our fun.
Well, a couple things. Number one, you can find trouble anywhere. That's first.
Good point. Jerry, there's strip clubs everywhere.
Yes, I'm sure there are great strip clubs in Cleveland, Denver.
No doubt.
Portland. I mean, you name the city, they can find fun. Whether it's a strip club, a regular club, a bar, just a place to go hang
out. Every place has a great place to hang out.
That having been said, in a lot of cases, there really is no need. If you've got, like, my guess would be they've got road games on, let's just for poops and giggles say, Chicago, Cleveland, Monday and Thursday. There's really no reason not to go back home to Memphis. So other than spending more money and giving them more opportunity to go crazy, to me it makes sense. He's going through a lot.
And by the way, there's probably great places in Memphis.
I'm sure there are. You can get in trouble anywhere.
Yeah.
Not much good happens after midnight. This is what I'm told.
They act like Miami's like the one place where trouble happens.
Well, a lot of trouble happens in Miami. You see the weekend they had?
What happened in Miami?
The spring break, shootings, curfews.
No.
Yeah. Not good.
I got to stop watching the news.
Not good. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. And then Boomer and Gio, I can see them hanging out in the hallway. They can't wait to get in here. That's coming up at 6. Right now, Odyssey Sports Minute brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We have to save some time. It's not just a 14-second segment. What else you got, Al?
I did see an interesting back and forth on the NCAA pregame or one of those shows with Charles Barkley talking about that he would sometimes shower with his...
To wash his clothes?
Yeah, that in the early days of the NBA, when he was in the NBA, that they didn't have time to give their clothing, their used game gear to the team to wash, that he would wear it in the shower. That can't be. They were acting like that was fake news, the other guys that were sitting there with him.
No, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's kind of out there.
But they were also telling him, like, you could also take your uniform off and wash it in the sink.
For sure. Maybe he thought it was just the easier thing to do.
Yeah, just wear your uniform.
Have you ever taken a shower in clothes? Like, you go to the beach. You ever go home and take a shower in, like, the bathing suit to try and get the sand out?
Although I got to be honest with you, Jerry, it's been many years since I've been on a beach.
You got one. You live across the street from one.
I look at the beach.
You have an outdoor shower in your condo like a beach town does with the beach houses?
Nope.
You ever take a shower in an outdoor
shower? Yeah, I don't care for an outdoor
kind of
shower.
Skeevy, aren't they?
Yeah, very skeevy.
But very convenient.
Because it seems like people could see through it. At the very
least. What are you worried about?
At the very least, and these are on like main streets and beach towns.
Yes, for sure.
They don't have, the door doesn't go all the way to the floor. So
no,
you can
see your feet.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Right, so we're in there with your female friend. People can see you screwing around. Maybe Rick Pitino had one of those open doors when he's at a restaurant.
But it does feel like I'm getting away with seeing something. Like if I'm walking my dog and there's a girl showering outdoors. And you
see WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.